Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Karoy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Karoy King.
Hi, this is Karoy King again, your Christian Women Empowerment Expert, helping you overcome those obstacles that are standing in your way so you may live a fulfilled life. Today's topic is about acting like an Olympian. A few weeks ago, I had this urge to increase my personal performance, and I was curious, how do people operate at a peak performance level? Automatically, Olympians crossed my mind. Imagine someone like Michael Phelps, Michael Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Imagine their level of performance. It's the highest of the highest. But there are some things I wanted to point out. One, they already have the talent. It's inborn. They nourished it. They got the proper coaches, the proper training, engaged discipline. There is deliberate practice. So there are so many elements that are involved when it comes to us in your business, in your career, whatever you're doing. Look to perform at your highest. But how will you do that? You'll have to get the proper tools, get the proper coaching, engage yourself, focus. There's not enough time in the day to do multiple things. When you look at most Olympians, they pick one thing and run with it. Even when they've mastered it, they continue perfecting to the point that they are the best of the best. My question to you today is, what is that one thing that fulfills you, that you're good at, that you know can earn you a living, and how can you perfect? Yes, I know some of you have more than one talent or are good at more than one thing. You'll have to pick one because the resources are finite. For example, you have limited energy, you have limited resources, you have limited time. You'll have to choose one and perfect to the maximum. You'll have to get teachers, people who have done it before and have results to show, the kind of results you want. Do not take advice from people who don't have the results you want. You know, it's very easy to take advice from your neighbor, from your friend, but we will know them by the results they've got, whether what they are doing actually works or doesn't work. For today, I would like you to find that one thing, make a plan on how you're going to perfect it. Get your tools, find a coach, replace your old information that you have with new information. Enlarge your scope of knowledge so you get more information about that area you're trying to master. Don't get into information overload. As you consume, you have to act. To the degree at which you implement, that will be the degree at which the results you'll get. If you're not getting results, it means it's not working. That's where we go in and revise, adjust, and then do it again until you get to the point of mastery. Well, leave me a comment on this episode. I want to hear what you picked and what you're planning to focus on and what steps you're taking to actually gain mastery in your field. Believe me, people are willing to pay for mastery. This is Kerry again. Visit the website for more resources. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to Karoy King at lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.